أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. With regard to this ayat which we have discussed a few days, two important aspects in this ayat, points that we should take lesson from. One is that Musa, that this people, the Bani Israel said, are you making a joke about us? So mockery indeed. And the other thing is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala an akuna min al jahileen, that I must be from the ignorant people. So these are two very important points that we should know as far as mockery of deen, istihza and istighfar. There are two things. Istihza, to make a mockery out of deen, to make a joke about deen. Any, the smallest part of deen, to make a joke about it, a person stands to lose his iman. Whether it is a joke about the beard, a joke about niqab, or anything else. And today, unfortunately, we don't realize, but we make jokes about things of deen. If a person wants to make jokes, there is no problem, but there are more than enough things to make jokes about. But to make a joke about any aspect of deen, that is, a person stands to lose his iman. So this is istihza. And today with the cell phone and the social media, we get a message on there, some joke, and we also smile and laugh in approval of it. That is also extremely dangerous. We didn't do it, a message just came, something about some joke about any matter of deen. And we also sort of acknowledge it, our iman is in great danger. And worse than that, if we forward it to somebody else again, then that is much, much more worse. So this istihza, istighfaf of deen, that a person takes any deeny matter as a light matter, as a small matter, that it isn't so important, that is also extremely dangerous. Whether it is a mustahab, a nafil, an adab of deen, but we must have the great respect for it. And on the other hand, anything which is negative of deen, the smallest thing also, we should not take it lightly. After all, a whole building burns down with just one spark. It was just the spark, and then it caused the whole building to burn down. Just like that, one little thing of deen, one little thing that we think of it as just small. Any guna, we think, well, it's just a small guna, which is common today. It's only makruh, it's not sunnat. We pass this off so easily. But that is also extremely dangerous. And any good thing of deen, no matter how small, we should not, just as a spark can cause a fire and bring the whole building down. One small good deed leads to another, and it can build the whole building. And the whole building can be constructed, so every small deed also has got great value. The other is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that I seek Allah's refuge from being amongst the ignorant. That is, when they told that what has the slaughtering of a cow, what connection has that got to do with the person who is murdered? How can we get evidence from the slaughtering of a cow into the evidence of the person who is murdered? So yeah, it is that we use our logic. Yeah, the Bani Israel also thought that they are very clever, very intelligent, very philosophical, and they know better. Today we also, with all our know-how, our technology, etc., our studies at universities and that, and we feel we know more about deen, and we put our brains ahead of deen, which Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explained very beautifully. He said, "Aqal ko tabiat par ghalib rakho." Keep your brains above your desires. A person has got desires of doing many things, eating many things, but don't just eat what you want to, don't just do what you want to, put it under your brains while you think about it. Is this right or is this wrong? Should I do it? Should I not do it? Is it good for me? You think about it. Or the aqal ko or shariat ko aqal par ghalib rakho. And harness your brains also, your logic by shariat, by Quran and hadith. Harness your tabiat, your nature, what you want to do. Harness that with your brains. And harness your brains by the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't make our brains also our God, our Allah. That what our brains tell us is right. This is also unfortunately a very common disease which has permeated and come into the Muslims also. What is called free thinking. That whatever I think, and part of that is what they call freedom of speech. That a person can just speak whatever he want to. We are not, the tongue has to be controlled. There is no freedom of speech. You can just say what you want to. And all this is all with double standards. When it's in our favor, then it's freedom of speech. When it's not in our favor, it's hate speech. So all that, also we have to think that we have to harness our brains. Don't subject our deen to our brains. That if I understand it, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make logic to me. Today, openly, we speak like that. That this command of deen, that doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make logic to me. That is very, very dangerous for our iman as well. Iman, whatever we understand, alhamdulillah. Also, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, there are many things of deen, most of the things of deen which I understand. And I have, so to say, opened one account for that. And the things which I don't understand, I've opened another account for that. The day I understand that thing, then I transfer it to this account of the things which I understand. So no matter how intelligent a person can be, nobody can know the secrets of Allah Ta'ala. So, and real people of knowledge, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. And those people who have drunk deep in the well of knowledge, they say, we accept it. What Allah has said, we accept it. Like the Mi'raj, it was not a logical thing that in that few minutes, such a journey could have been undertaken. But when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the demand of iman, I believe in it. And it doesn't make sense to a person's mind that such a long, long journey could have been taken in a part of a night. So this is what is iman, that we believe what Allah Ta'ala has said. Yes, we establish, find out, is it Allah's words? Is it Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words? Once it is established, iman is, we accept it wholeheartedly. Now we don't subject it to our brains. May Allah give us proper understanding and the real benefit of the Quran Sharif and protect our iman. Subhanallah.